Welcome to Busy Gamer Podcast 64. We publish BusyGamerNews.com, a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites. And this podcast offers highlights from our site's reviews and feature articles, short enough to enjoy during even the shortest commutes.
If you want the week's game releases, comprehensive DLC summaries, and our latest giveaways, visit BusyGamerNews.com. In the podcast, we'll share just our latest gaming adventures in audio form as often as we can.
This episode features highlights from E3 2011, a review of L.A. Noire, and a survey of the music from Grand Theft Auto.
At E3 2011, Microsoft went first and was the only console maker not to launch new hardware. Instead, they built on their successful Kinect launch last year. The goal seemed to be to offer more kids games like Disneyland Adventures.
We are bringing the magic of visiting Disneyland Park to millions of homes around the world.
Oh, get the coins! Go through the door! Oh, we'll get those other coins next time!
And Tim Schafer's Sesame Street game, Once Upon a Monster.
And now, here's me buddy, Tim Schafer!
Today we're going to be showing a brand new chapter. It follows Gerhoof, a lovable monster that wants to be friends with the cuddly little Puffalopes.
Plus hardcore games, like the Roman brawler Rise with its motion-controlled headbutts.
This is Rome.
And Ghost Recon Future Soldier with voice-controlled gun assembly.
Optimized for close combat.
I'm proud to announce that all future titles in the Tom Clancy's franchise will leverage Kinect.
And then there was Fable the Journey, a Kinect-controlled Peter Molyneux creation that looked and sounded like it was on rails.
Albion's end is coming. All that matters now is the journey.
But apparently wasn't. Molyneux promises there will be navigation in the game.
Even Mass Effect 3 got sucked into the Kinect vortex.
Mass Effect 3 will also support Kinect, taking that immersion to an even higher level through voice recognition.
Liara, move up. Garrus, move up. Liara, Singularity.
And to top things off, Microsoft launched a free collection of Kinect tools called Kinect Fun Labs, which lets you scan yourself to make a better avatar.
So we're going to go ahead and capture my face and hair. Then we'll capture my clothing. Great. Now Kinect, with a little good science, is creating an avatar, and ta-da! It's me!
And do other cool stuff.
With this next Kinect innovation, object capture, you can take your favorite things and bring them to life in a whole new way.
Presto! We just made a digital version of Ronaldo right here on stage at E3. Watch as I bring him to life.
The other big news from Microsoft is that Lara Croft is now apparently being voiced by an adult film actress.
Minecraft is coming to Kinect.
Minecraft is making its console debut this winter exclusively on Xbox 360 and Kinect.
Star Wars Kinect is on rails, and it shows.
Lightsaber on!
And the next dashboard update this fall will add some cool new features.
This is the year live television comes to Xbox 360. YouTube is coming to Xbox Live.
Xbox Bing, Harry Potter.
Oh, and there will be lots more Halo in the form of an HD update to the first Halo game.
The campaign of the decade, remade and remastered.
And a true sequel, Halo 4, due in 2012.
Chief!
I'm here.
Not a bad showing overall, but then Sony arrived with guns blazing for the games press.
And of course, I'm referring to the PlayStation Network outage. So my friends who are reporters tell me that there's absolutely nothing in the world that makes their editor's day like controversy and bad news. So to all our esteemed members of the press, I say, you're welcome.
Sony CEO Jack Tretton did finally apologize to partners and customers about the downtime.
And I want to apologize both personally and on behalf of the company for any anxiety that we've caused you.
Then Sony unveiled the PlayStation Vita Portable, and all was forgiven.
What you've come to know as NGP, our next generation portable, is officially named PlayStation Vita. Thank you. This product introduces elements like a dual touchpad, an OLED screen, and dual cameras that provide an augmented reality experience to allow you to play with every aspect of your real life.
Well, mostly. There was the combination of cackles and groans that sprung from the news of Vita's exclusive 3G carrier.
And we'll be partnering with AT&T as the exclusive carrier for PlayStation Vita in the United States.
Don't worry. You can buy a Wi-Fi-only version for $250 if you don't want to commit to an AT&T wireless plan, or spend $300 if you want to pay extra each month for 3G.
Ken Levine took the stage to plug BioShock Infinite, and he revealed that a BioShock game is in the works for the new portable.
You know, there's another game we've been thinking about for a long time. It's a bit of a pet project of Irrationals, and it's set in the BioShock universe. And this has been kicking around for a few years now, but recently we found the right home for it. It's on this guy.
And there was lots and lots of Uncharted action. From Uncharted 3 for PS3.
Finally, Drake's secret will be revealed.
Don't trust Drake.
What are you trying to prove?
I'm not trying to prove anything.
I just want to make sure we're doing this for the right reasons.
Quit acting like you're ready to lay down and die.
You're getting reckless. I taught you better than that.
Drop your weapons. I don't think so.
And Uncharted Golden Abyss for the newly announced Vita.
For traversal, we allow players to use traditional controls or touch. Here you can see that Chris is having Drake climb the wall by just using the sticks and buttons. We kind of have a motto, play the way you want.
Not to mention Resistance 3, due September 6th for PS3.
The combination of Move and 3D creates a completely new gaming experience. And Resistance 3 is a perfect example of immersive and action-packed gameplay taking advantage of 3D and PlayStation Move.
Also revealed was Dust 514, a PS3 game with Vita support that will extend the PC MMO EVE Online to the console space in 2012.
Dust is a persistent shooter focused on ground combat and planetary conquest. And if that wasn't enough, we're doing something which has never been attempted before. We're taking a console shooter and connecting it directly to a PC MMO. Together, Dust and EVE Online will combine to create one vibrant universe.
On this battlefield, one shot can change the course of history. And you're going to be the one that takes it.
Then there was the Move-enabled version of NBA 2K12 that had Kobe Bryant gushing.
Hey, you know what, man? This game looks a little too real. This is crazy.
Sony also unveiled a $500 3D TV that can play split-screen games full-screen for two players, thanks to special 3D glasses.
This is a 24-inch display developed specifically to provide consumers with affordable access to best-in-class 3D entertainment. It also comes with a truly unique technology that allows two people playing a game to see individual, unique, full-screen images rather than a split-screen image. It's like having two separate TVs in one.
Nintendo played its Zelda card hard at its press conference.
Borrowing a page from the Zelda Reorchestrated movement, it had a full orchestra on hand to play new and classic themes from the game series.
Let's start simple with the chime for solving a puzzle.
And with good reason. Much of Nintendo's strategy this year hinges on Zelda titles, from the Ocarina of Time 3DS remake this month to a free Four Swords multiplayer download in the fall.
Coming in September, on Nintendo DSi, the four-player cooperative Legend of Zelda Four Swords that we're going to make available to all of you as a free download.
Plus Skyward Sword this holiday, and a brand new Zelda title for the new Wii U console due in 2012.
The Wii U controller also includes a touchscreen, a microphone, speakers, a gyroscope, and an inward-facing camera.
The Wii U confused a lot of people, but it's basically a high-def version of the Wii with a fancy touchscreen controller that can stream games for a limited range. The example shown was a dad taking over the TV from his son, who simply moves his game from the TV to the controller.
Hey, it's time to watch some baseball.
Okay.
And a runner on second.
But it can also do much more than just act as a short-range wireless gaming portable.
You can play in a number of ways. Connect with an HD TV in the traditional way, even without using the screen in your hands. Or you can place the new controller by itself on a table and play without the need for a TV at all. Or games can be structured to use two screens at the same time.
And there will be a fair number of third-party titles, including Assassin's Creed, Batman Arkham City, Darksiders 2, Ghost Recon Online, Ninja Gaiden 3, and Tekken.
A full console experience that's getting streamed. You know, I have a little headphone. My wife will be asleep, and I, you know, put in headphones and play a full, like, hardcore console gaming experience in bed on this, you know, on this smaller screen. That's a really revolutionary thing for me as a gamer.
But it also means we can make games of a sort that we were never able to make before.
The ability to have asymmetrical gameplay. So one player can be doing one thing, while another player can be doing something else on the TV.
Still confused by the Wii U? That's okay, you still have plenty of time to figure out whether you'll want one. In the meantime, there will be some marquee titles for the 3DS, including Star Fox, Kid Icarus Rising, Mario, Mario Kart, and Luigi's Mansion 2.
And Super Smash Bros. For both Wii U and 3DS, with some form of cross-platform play.
Smash Bros. For both Nintendo 3DS and Wii U. To make it work together on both platforms.
As always, time will tell which strategies succeed and which will fail. But it's true that each console maker has its following, and some interesting ideas were unveiled by all.
We're playing for fun. What's one has been won. The bell has been rung. The banners are hung.
From the start, L.A. Noire feels a little like the movie L.A. Confidential.
This is a heinous crime that requires swift resolution.
Reimagined as a video game.
List of names and a series of numbers.
But, in actual fact, it's much more. L.A. Noire is both the heir apparent to the classic point-and-click adventure, where you click on various objects hoping one provides a vital clue.
Work boots. Size 8.
And a classic film noir tale with suspects who all seem to be hiding something.
Why are you lying to me, Mr. Mueller?
As with any Rockstar game these days, you can free roam and get into trouble tracking down adversaries in random street crimes.
All units, a 459 just occurred at 6th and Ceres. Any unit to handle, code 2 identified.
Though, to my deep disappointment, it lacks the ability to let you play the bad cop. Cole Phillips is just a bit too goody-two-shoes for my taste, though he suits Game Watcher's white hat tendencies just fine.
You gotta be kidding me, Phelps. Put the cuffs on him.
If you like to play the villain, you will be disappointed. Though there are ample opportunities to shoot bad guys and, in some cases, toss them off the roofs of buildings. So there's that.
Mostly you're investigating crimes, primarily murders. By default, the game lets you know when there are clues left to be found at a crime scene with music. Which ends as soon as you scoop up the last piece of evidence. If you want a deeper challenge, you can turn this feature off in the game's options, or play it completely casual and skip any difficult parts you can't complete after a few tries. Your score will be low, but you can enjoy the story without too much frustration.
The game also, true to the 1940s setting, lacks a GPS. You can ask your partner for directions or, better yet, just get him to drive you everywhere.
You drive.
Solving cases is a tricky business, but it's nearly always fun. Except for the homicide desk cases.
Any new leads in the Dahlia case?
Which are deeply disturbing, drag on, and resort to a bit of platforming action before the unsatisfying conclusion.
I actually solved the homicide meta story several cases before the end, but couldn't pursue certain leads and had to see it through in a linear fashion.
Another woman sacrificed.
But, thankfully, there was a skillful performance from heroes Greg Grunberg to keep things interesting.
I'm no murderer. This is an outrage. I didn't kill my wife. I can explain the blood.
Overall, L.A. Noire is deep and engaging, with cutscenes that mostly mesh neatly with interactive moments to seamlessly weave a story you play more than watch.
Step away from the incinerator. Don't let him get away.
We picked up the 3-disc version for Xbox 360, which has been a nuisance since Girl Got Game and I have been playing the game at different rates. Street crimes are tied to specific desks on the various discs, so going back to pick up any you missed also requires a swap. If you choose to install all 3 discs to your 360, you'll need about 20 gigs of free space versus a 1.5 gigabyte mandatory install and just one game disc for PS3. But you'll still need to swap discs, so the only benefit is faster load times.
Despite your ability to jack cars anytime you like, L.A. Noire is not Grand Theft Auto, but it's packed with action, grit, and a compelling story. And the promise of DLC cases means there will be many more clues to find.
This doesn't pertain to the case.
Or not, as the case may be.
Music has always been an important element of the Grand Theft Auto games, though the original GTA had just a few highly compressed tunes playing on your car's in-game radio.
In GTA 2, the radio station metaphor was more fully realized, though it still sounded pretty rough thanks to a low budget and the small storage limit of PlayStation 1 game media.
Johnny Vaccaro coming up next, Johnny's own unique brand of cheese radio. Only kidding, my man, Johnny. You smell much too fresh, baby, much too fresh.
Grand Theft Auto 3 for PS2 was the first game with the budget and game disc storage to begin to deliver the potential of a fully realized sandbox game with in-car radio stations that the player could control.
You could literally cruise through Liberty City with the top down and a radio blaring, though much of the licensed music seemed to come straight from the Scarface movie soundtrack.
Flashback FM, where every night's a dance party.
This is Tony on Flashback FM. Liberty City's home for the best in disco, electro, and new wave.
He's on the level. If he's in time, a son of a devil. He wants mine and more. Rush, rush, get the yayo. Buzz, buzz, give me yayo. Rush, rush, got the yayo. Ho, ho. Yo, yo, no, no, yayo.
Vice City blew things out with a deep 80s soundtrack to match the Miami Vice theme setting.
Hope you're feeling a little better, but not too much better. Otherwise, you're not going to want any more music, and Fernando, he'll be out of a job.
It was also the first game in the series to get an official soundtrack. 7 of them, actually. Each disc themed to a different radio station and complete with ad parodies.
Rock and roll is dead and pop is in! Why not discover the excitement of the science of music yourself at Synth and Son, the home of keyboards! Thanks to the science of music, you don't need musical talent to make great music. Just listen! I created that just by pressing a button. Synthesizers are the new wave. Why work hard on difficult compositions when a machine can make music better than you've ever dreamed of?
San Andreas continued this tradition with a massive soundtrack, 8 discs, and even more recognizable tracks.
It takes two to make a thing do right.
and funny ads.
Once you discover the action-packed action of Exorbio, you won't be able to stop.
Exorbio!
Take your newfound addiction everywhere. The three-color screen is just like real life. Play games like Morning Missile Crisis.
Free the hostages.
One-Eyed Monster War.
But be careful, you might go blind.
Mom, I'm out of batteries in my arm ache!
Exorbio!
But Grand Theft Auto 4 is the one whose soundtrack resonates the most with us, largely due to the Russian pop from Vladivostok FM.
Если ты захочешь обо мне сейчас узнать, я буду рядом с тобой. Может слишком поздно, может рано опоздать или бежать за тобой. А теперь все мы.
In particular, we love this song, which seems to be your character Nico's unofficial theme song, though the title actually translates to A Pity for No One.
Никого не жалко, никого, ни тебя, ни меня, ни его. Никого не жалко, никого, ни тебя, ни меня, ни его.
But as solid as all this music is, we'll never forget our arrival in Liberty City, which opened with the game's theme music.
Here, pass me that. Oh, yeah! There she is! Liberty City!
Yeah.
You ever been?
No.
Crazy place, Nico.
And then transition to your cousin's car radio playing the mesmerizing Schwein by Glucosa.
What?
Good to see you, man.
Мальчик свин, никак не ожидала я, что опять влетаю, попадала я. Теперь с тобой. Eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайны. О-о, eins, zwei, drei, шики, шики, швайны.
The game is packed with other great music, including a few you might know. Others you'll be glad you discovered. And this is just a small sample. The later GTA games are packed with hundreds of tracks each, many of which can be found for digital download on iTunes and Amazon.
Honestly, there's so much more to the Grand Theft Auto series than blowing stuff up and getting healed by a hooker. If you haven't played GTA, do it. If only for the most excellent music, which plays as you cruise in your many stolen vehicles.
Whatever cruising means to you, here's music to cruise to.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page. We recently learned that our Facebook group is being archived, so please like our fan page if you are only a group member and want to keep up with our updates.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. We're also on Zune Marketplace, and we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O, .com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com, WAC Podcast.
Cruising on red, by the dawn blue. One day we'll cruise down the Coachella Green. It's red versus red, the blue versus blue. It's high against sky.
But Grand Theft Auto...
Vladivostok.
Yeah, bite me. Sure, give me all the Russians.